This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. After a seven-year effort to open a part of the Arctic Ocean to drilling, Shell Oil ran into problems on its second day of work. Sea ice forced the vessel to temporarily stop operations. The oil giant has a lot at stake with this well, as Scott Tong reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
To get an idea how early this is, Shell is drilling a pilot hole to explore what may be down there. And it can't get within 4,000 feet of the presumed oil and gas. The feds have to approve a safety barge now in the lower 48. I.e., the relationship with regulators just started. International energy consultant David Goldwyn.
They are going to make sure that Shell has the oil spill response in place. They're going to have a limited number of wells.
Then Shell has to please investors. It'll probe the geology under the ice, define the oil fields, make an environmental plan, and get Washington to sign off. Maybe a decade before oil flows. Still, an economic page is turning in the previously frozen north, says Malte Humpert of the Arctic Institute think tank.
20 years ago, the Arctic, it was covered by ice year-round, and in the next 10, 20 years, you're looking at a new frontier, just like the American West.
That frontier is water free of ice a couple months a year. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.